FM, W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM, W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Austin, Texas, where a car has crashed into the lobby of a hospital emergency room, killing the driver and injuring five others. Rob Luckritz is with Travis County EMS.
Two pediatric patients and one adult were transported to Dell Children's Hospital. One of those pediatric patients was in critical condition.
The children were inside the hospital when the car plowed through the entrance. The facility handles maternity and newborn care. Officials do not believe the crash was intentional. Democrats have flipped a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. CBS News projects Tom Suozzi has beaten Republican Mozzie Pillip in the race to replace expelled Congressman George Santos. Correspondent Christopher Cruz.
Suozzi will represent a district that includes parts of Long Island and the New York City borough of Queens.
There are divisions in our country where people can't even talk to each other. All they can do is yell and scream at each other. And that's not the answer to the problems we face in our country.
Suozzi previously represented the district for three terms, but gave up the seat during an unsuccessful run for governor in 2022.
He'll fill the remaining 11 months of Santos' term. Lawmakers in the House have voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after failing to round up the votes they needed last week. It makes him the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in nearly 150 years. CBS's Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
President Biden weighing in with the statement saying that history will not look kindly on this House vote and House Republicans for their, quote, blatant act of unconstitutional partisanship that has targeted an honorable public servant.
The vote in the Senate is expected to fail. Former captives and relatives of the hostages being held in Gaza are at the International Criminal Court today, pleading for help in winning their loved ones' release. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
After talks in Egypt, officials said some progress has been made in striking another hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. But the families gathered at the International Criminal Court at The Hague aren't waiting.
We want to see them take out warrants and make sure that leaders of Hamas are taken into custody or that they cannot leave Qatar anymore, and that this puts pressure on them to release the hostages.
Qatar is where many Hamas leaders are based.
Research in the New England Journal of Medicine links the deaths of 12 Americans last year to a fungal meningitis outbreak in Mexico. All had traveled to Matamoros for elective cosmetic surgery and received epidural anesthesia. S&P futures up 17. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place six incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State 62-54. Stephen Krall, A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler 78-72. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. The Bucks losing again, this time at home against the Miami Heat, the final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more, the second since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. Baseball in Arizona. Some teams reporting on this Valentine's Day. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, has pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. After Freddie Peralta, who else is left?
We lost Burns and Woodruff and Wade Miley, the KG veteran. This guy's real comfortable out in that circle, and he impacts other people. I think we're going to be competitive.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and mild today. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind, nice light breeze out of the south at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain, eventually changing to some light snow. 34 tomorrow. Rain and snow in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. It'll be cooler with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Do you have a will? No, you don't have a will. You ain't got nothing to leave yet. No, you know why you need a will? Because it costs way too much money to bury somebody now. You don't want your... I don't want my wife and kids to spend a lot of money on me, get me in the ground. You know the average cost? Anybody know? $8,000 to $10,000 just to get somebody in the ground now. What a scam. Remember the old days? Grandma died. You bought her in the backyard. You buried her. Track housing ruined that. You can't sell your house to a family with a pet. 2 weeks later, what you got there, boy? Is that an artificial hip? Costs too much money. And you know what? These funeral directors, they're the worst. They will rip you off big time because, you know, you've lost your loved one. You're distraught. You go there, and that guy, he knows it. He takes advantage. You know, you're sitting there going, whatever it takes. Well, you're going to want extra padding in the casket. He's going to be down there a long time. You're right. You know. My father died years back, and I watched this guy sell my mother a $700 pillow. Yeah, you know, I didn't want to argue with her. She just lost her soulmate, but I kept thinking, geez, Mom, let's just take the one off the bed. It was his favorite. At the very least, let's go to Bed Bath and Beyond. That's why they call it that.
The heartache. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch.
Good morning at 7:08 at WRGN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday morning. It's Valentine's Day today. Yeah, and see, now I'm telling you, so you can't say you forgot. You better not forget. You know what I used to love doing on Valentine's Day? Going to Walgreens and just watching people in the Valentine's card aisle go crazy. It's like a madhouse there. It's like, you know, they're giving things away because they want to grab the right Valentine's Day card. And when you start, the later you get in the day, you're starting to get cards for your wife like, Happy Valentine's Day, son. And you cross out son and put wife. I mean, you get pretty desperate about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Actually, I was in Walgreens this week getting a card, and I got to tell you something. They didn't have a big selection there. And by the way, you don't send your wife a text message, Happy Valentine's Day, and call it quits. Not going to happen. Even if she says, well, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. You know, that's not true. You better get something. Don't come home. All right, 7:09. We're talking youth services at the Racine Public Library. Keiko Scow is here, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is nice. And so, and you, I was shocked when you told me you've been with the Racine Public Library for how long now?
36 years.
36 years? You started out when you were 11 years old at the library. Now, have you always been in youth services? Or?
No, I started out circulation in an old building, not this building.
Yeah, where was the old building?
It's a part of new building, I mean present building, was the old building.
Mm-hmm.
It's right across from the Memorial Hall.
Oh, okay.
And much smaller.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So circulation 2 years and 10 years for technical services.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10th year, I decided I like to be a librarian. So I started UW-Milwaukee in library school.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took 2 years. And then I became librarian. And then 24 years ago, I became children's librarian.
Now, let me ask you something. I thought everybody who works at the library is a librarian, but that's not true. Do you have to take a test, go to school for that? Do you have to take training?
I think it depends on, I think, libraries on the state. And
okay.
So different criteria. But at that time, it required...
Well, look at you. You've been there a while. Are you the longest tenure at the library?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. 36 years is not the record, huh? Well, good for you. All right, let's talk about some of the children's programs in the Youth Services Department at the library. And, of course, when I was a kid, they had story times. They used to gather the kids around. They used to read a book. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to the library. And I thought that was really fun, especially if they picked a good book. Yeah, it was really fun. At Halloween, they always picked a scary book, and it was fun. They craft events, other programs coming up. So let's talk about some of the events there.
Sure. We have a weekly programs. That's Monday through Thursday. And Monday is for babies, lap sit story time. And Tuesday, that Ellie and Kelly do. And that's for mostly 0 to 4 years old, 5 years old, whoever can come. And then Wednesday, volunteer person, that Miss Gail, is doing family story time. And that's also same, like preschoolers or baby to preschoolers. And Thursday, that's Kelly does, that's musical story time. That's plenty of music and singing, playing, and different instruments and stories. And that's a weekly programs.
So when you say baby, you said babies.
Yes.
Babies will sit there and how old do you consider a baby?
Baby, zero to 24 months.
Really?
That's for a month.
And you read to them?
Of course, yes. And then sing, and then, you know, might be finger plays. Yes.
I'm trying to think back. I don't remember being, you know, a baby like that, but I don't. Could you really keep their attention, or it's just you get them trained to listen to stories?
I think that's a greatness of story time.
Okay,
you know? That's right. We are not going to require baby to sit. Yeah. No, whatever they do, that's fine. But they are listening.
What kind of books would you read to a baby?
Oh, that there is a very short.
Yeah.
Short stories, and then lots of movement, and then sometimes like a music. And so there are plenty of books for babies.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Look at that. I never would have thunk it. That's good. And then, of course, the books get more intense as you get along. You get more adult-oriented. So when you say children, what's the top limit for kids at story time?
Well, right now, when... schools are on, of course, you know, the children like 4K, mm-hmm. 4 years old, 5 years old, they go to school, like 4K programs. So there might be kind of limited age groups. Yet, for instance, if 4K children going to 4K, and then they are going to afternoon session, then morning they can come to the library to listen to story time. So whoever they would like to come, and they have time, and they can come, they're invited to attend our story time.
And okay, so, sir, is that held now? If you're looking at the front desk when you walk into the library, off to the left is the children's area.
Correct.
Is that where it's held?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
I think I had to go walk through there once to go to a program I was being involved in, and I think there was a circle or an area there, like squared off for story time. Well, that's great. Who reads the stories?
We have Carrie and Ellie. They are librarians, and then they do two story times, Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesdays, Miss Gail Navatel, she is a retired teacher, educator. And she has been volunteering over 30-some years.
Whoa.
So she does Wednesday family story time.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that happens very recently, like last week. My wife reads to me at night. So we have books.
Great.
We have books about the history of Racine. And she takes them out and just read a chapter now. And I'm laying in bed and I'm listening to her read the story to me from the history of Racine.
That's wonderful.
I love
that's
it. She's a good reader and she reads very well. You would think I would read well, but I don't. I mean, when I'm talking to you, it comes out okay. But when I'm reading, I'm like, it just sounds like I'm reading. She adds a little bit of life to it. And I love listening to her read books about Racine.
That's just, me too. And how about, because you like history, you like community, you like history. That's combined.
One of the books she's reading to me now was written by one of our guests who was just on the air with us yesterday, Carol Gianforte, who does a lot of history about Racine from the 50s and 60s. She was on the air with us yesterday morning. As she wrote a book, and we're currently reading that one.
Wonderful.
Growing up in Racine. Yep. So, you know, you don't have to be a little kid to have a book read to you.
Exactly.
Have your spouse or partner read your book. That's kind of nice. What else is involved with your services?
Also, we have craft programs. Like today, 10:30, after Miss Gail's story time, I'm going to do a Valentine craft. And also, Piante, she does twins. Well, about 9 to 12 years old. She covers like school-age children. Mm-hmm. And she does craft. And also other programs. For instance, February 24th. That's not only youth services, but overall libraries program. Black History Month is February's Black History Month. And also we have Lego Club. Lego Club is Saturday program, once a month program, and children come Saturdays, and then 1 to 3 and little children can play with Legos. So variety of programs we come up. And for instance, also April and May, we have a lot of craft programs.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like fun. I mean, I wouldn't mind going to have somebody read to me. I told you, I like having people read to me because I could sit there and just close my eyes and picture what I'm reading. When I'm reading, it becomes a job and a work, and I don't want to do that. Well, that's great. What else do we have?
I'd like to mention it also, summer programs, although it's kind of too early because we are going to plan about what we are going to do for summer programs. And however, always, it's a lot of different programs. Sometimes we invite community people to do a programs. For instance, last year we did like a bee programs.
Mm-hmm.
It means I invited beekeeper from Kenosha area, and then she did presentations. And also we have a different programs like four times and different entertainers. One of them is very, very popular program is snake program.
Oh boy.
Yes. Actually, this organization is located in Minnesota, and then they come almost every year because somehow, I think children, they like something scary things.
Oh, hold on a second. Don't move. Keiko Scalos here from the Racine Public Library, Youth Services Director. It's 719 at WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed the civic media station.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show. Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At WRJN. Thanks for joining us here on this Valentine's morning. Going to be increasing cloudiness today with a high near 42. Rain and snow tonight, lows 35. Gradual clearing tomorrow with a high near 37. Right now, a sunshiny morning at 25 degrees. Beautiful out there. Keiko Scow is here from the Racine Public Library Youth Services Department. And we want to, let's talk about some of those things that are, that Jay gave us to talk about.
Sure.
I want to get those in there.
Sure. During the summertime, we have a lunch break outside of the building, and we are seeking vendors. It means food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who like interested to join our lunch breaks, please contact Evelyn Garcia, and I'm going to mention it with the email address and also telephone number. Okay. Telephone number is 262-636-9170. And two people, and Evelyn Garcia at racinglibrary.info and Pam Priceler at racinglibrary.info. That May 22nd through September 11th, 11 to 1 o'clock, we have a lunch break. So that's why we are seeking vendors for lunch breaks.
Yeah. These are the food trucks you see all over. That's become the biggest thing now. Food trucks. They're all over the place. I see them everywhere. So let me just quick repeat that so people have it down here. They want them to, they're looking for vendors interested in selling any Wednesdays from May 22nd through September 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I'll give out the email address again. It's Evelyn, Evelyn, Garcia at racinelibrary.info. And Pam Pressler, which is Pam. Man, I'm screwing this up. You did a better job than me. Pam dot Pressler. That's Pam, P-A-M dot P-R-E-I-S-L-E-R at racinelibrary.info. Info, or you can call, this is a lot easier, 262-636-9170, 262-636-9170. I want to talk about what you brought with you today. This is Japanese calligraphy. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of it and post it on our Facebook page later so people can see what we're talking about. It's tough to see it on radio. So you teach this, huh?
Yes, I. There is a person that she is in charge of programs for seniors. So I was invited to do it. So that it's coming up. It's in May. I believe that's 21st Tuesday, 12 o'clock. And that's what, let me see. I will show it to you like this.
That is beautiful.
And
you did that.
I did, during the height of pandemic, I wanted to do something that to encourage the community. So I selected very strong or caring words, vocabularies, and then they were posted on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why it's kind of colorful papers I used. I wanted to show communities, no need to have equipment. You can do anything. You can use the regular paint, markers, anything you can use to do a calligraphy.
And what does that say? What does that mean with you when I'm looking at there?
This is respect.
Respect, okay. And of course, Japanese, that's up and down.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And then this one is art.
That's art?
Yes.
Okay.
This is dream.
Dream?
Dream,
okay.
That's right. And then one summer, it was so hot during the pandemic. So that was like a...
Look at that.
Yes.
And that says what on it?
Yes, extreme heat.
Extreme heat. And it's written in red.
That's right.
Which is extreme heat.
Yes. Traditional way, we use special paper, like a rice paper.
Mm-hmm. Rice paper, yeah.
This is like a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's right.
All right.
But again, I wanted to show... You can use any materials what you have at home, because at that time it was very difficult to go and come back because we are so careful touching things, right? During the height of pandemic.
Now, that you teach these to seniors or anybody?
This time, May 21st, that was senior program.
Okay.
However, sometimes I do for children's program. I teach children how to do it. Then at a very easy alphabet, like this, and like this.
And what is that? What does that say?
That's alphabet.
Well, that's the alphabet. Okay.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
I U E O kakeko. That's nani nu ne no. However, from this one, different script. It's called katakana. This is hirakana. I will teach katakana. Then I move on Chinese character. That's called kanji. It's a little bit more sophisticated. Complicated. However, I explain about each character. So that's really fun. So that's what I'm going to do May 21st.
So in addition to all your work at the Racine Public Library and the Youth Services Department, you do this as well.
Yes.
You're a busy lady.
Yes. And I do other craft programs, and I love it.
Well, good for you. Excellent. That is it. And by the way, I'm going to give out that vendor information again a little later on because I screwed it up and I was all over the place with it. So I'm going to repeat that all over again in the next half hour.
Oh, sure.
Because I just want to make sure everybody gets that information because it's important to get. Well, this is great. Story times again. They are Mondays and Tuesdays.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, Monday through Thursday.
Yes.
And do people have to sign up in advance? How does that work?
No, they just can come.
And what time do they come?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
So today is what? Today's Wednesday. So today, 10 o'clock.
Today, 10 o'clock. And Miss Gail is coming. And 10:30, I'm going to do Valentine craft. So please come.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Got to make Do you have a happy Valentine's Day one there?
I don't have it today.
Okay, keep them out because I'm going to take a picture of
them. But someone who has birthdays is a happy birthday.
We're going to take a picture of that one. Happy birthday. I love it. Well, Keiko, that's great. And I'm glad you came in today. I learned so much from all my guests when they come in. And now I learned what happy birthday looks like.
Thank you so much to have me.
No, and you know, I thank Shea King, who arranges all this for people to come in from the Racine Public Library.
Yes.
I mean, this is your library, folks. This is it. All the services are free at the library. I go there all the time to take stuff out. And it's all free at the library. It's what you're paying for. And people like Keiko are helping make it a little easier for the youth of Racine. And we're talking babies from zero to... Hey, I got a newborn here, just born yesterday. Bring him in, we'll read to him. And you know what? People actually read to their child while they're still, you know, before they're born.
Sure. Definitely.
They read to them, they play music for them.
Yes.
And I would love to say I remember my mother doing that, but as far back as I can remember is 1 year old. I can remember to a year old.
Wow.
That's it.
I'll
tell you off the air how I remember that. All right. It's 729 WRJN. Stay right where you are. Don't move. Civic Media, Hometown Radio, refreshed. Right now, sunshine and 25 degrees. Crisp, cool morning out there on this Valentine's Day, 2024.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's one of the busiest days in a calendar year for our Wisconsin florists. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's right, Valentine's Day, one of the busiest days for most of our Wisconsin florists, and they're not necessarily sure what you're going to be looking for. Nicole Campbell is the owner and operator of Petal Pusher Floral Studio in Green Bay. She also happens to be the president of the Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Florists Association. She said, just like the food you consume, a lot of people that are buying flowers for Valentine's Day want to know where they came from.
We are definitely seeing a lot more customers start to ask about where their flowers are grown, caring about focusing on local options if there is a local, you know, product available. So that's really exciting to see. I think that's happening as a trend across the floral industry. And then that opens up new products that otherwise we couldn't always get. You know, there are some products that just don't handle being shipped well, like Cosmos Daisies and Feverfew and some of those more delicate blooms. That now, because they can be grown locally and farmers are starting to do that, they're becoming more readily available. So it actually improves the variety of things we can work with, which is really exciting.
Nicole Campbell, she is the president of the Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Florists Association. She said the most requested flowers she'll work with today as far as Valentine's Day include, of course, roses, plus other favorites like sunflowers and hydrangea.
Attention farmers and contractors, it's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And they released some of the data from the 2022 USDA Census of Agriculture Survey. What it found is that we have fewer farms, but the farms continue to get bigger. We're also seeing an uptick of young farmers under the age of 35 involved in the business. We also now have 36% of all farmers in the United States that are women. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Mostly sunny and mild today. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind, nice light breeze out of the south at only about 5 to 10 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain, eventually changing to some light snow. 34 tomorrow. Rain and snow in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. It'll be cooler with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. I don't stop to think. I just, you know, just, oh no, words are coming out. Oh no. I'm not thinking, what is that? Like, I met this woman recently. I could have sworn she was pregnant. Let me tell you. I know now. I think the rule is don't guess at that ever, 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 ever. Something like that. I didn't have enough evers memorized, you know? So I said, hey, when's that baby due? You ever feel a word coming up, but it's too late to stop it? And, oh, it's coming out and loud. Hey, when's that baby due? Baby! What baby? At the zoo, the pandas. I knew they were trying to have one. I just, you know, thought we'd talk about them. Talk about the fluffy zoo animals that they, I hear they got them over there. You can go look at them and if you want, touch them. Have you ever guessed somebody's gender wrong? There's no recovering from that. You just got to move on because you ain't wriggling out of nothing, you know? Hey, excuse me, sir? Ma'am. Okay.
Sunshiny, crisp, clear morning. 25 degrees. Doesn't feel 25, though. Feels nice out there. Happy Valentine's Day to all today. Happy Valentine's Day. Increasing cloudiness with a high near 42 degrees today. Rain and snow tonight. No accumulation at all. Lows around 35. And gradual clearing tomorrow with a high near 37 degrees. I kind of screwed this up before, so I want to say it again. And this time I'm going to take my glasses off so I can read it. This is for the Racine Public Library. They are seeking vendors for lunch breaks at the library. If you're interested in bringing a food truck or stand to the library, they want to know about it. They're looking for vendors interested in selling on any Wednesdays from May 22nd through September 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To learn more, contact Evelyn Garcia. I'm going to spell all the contact information here. Evelyn.Garcia at RacineLibrary.info. Or you can contact Pam Pressler. That's PAM.PRESLER at RacineLibrary.info. Or just make a phone call. Probably easier. 262-636-9170. 262-636-9170. There you go. I love food trucks. Yeah, people do that for weddings now. I just heard one wedding they did it. What they did was they got a line of food trucks, and when it was time for dinner, they sent everybody out to the food trucks for free food. The problem was there were too many people, and the food trucks couldn't keep up with the demand, so people were waiting 35, 40 minutes for their food. So when you do that, I think you have to arrange it a little better. It's 7:39 at WRJN Radio on this Valentine's morning. I want to thank you for joining us here today. Let's see here. What else do I have for you here? You want people to like you? Everybody wants to be liked. Even if you say, I don't care if people like me or not. Everybody wants to be liked. What's your number one tip for becoming more likable? Here are some of the most popular ones. Stop taking yourself so seriously. Self-deprecating people tend to be liked more. I don't know why. Ask questions so people can talk about themselves. And don't interrupt people. People don't like that. They don't like you when you interrupt. Let's see. Okay, that makes sense. Are you a time waster at work? Well, let's find out here. A survey found the top ways we waste time at work: texting, surfing the internet, and gossiping. By the way, out of those three ways, you know, years and years ago, the only thing that you can waste time was gossiping because there was no internet and there was no texting. And the most ridiculous ways people have been caught slacking off on the job include taking a sponge bath in the bathroom sink. Really? Searching online for mail order brides and going outside to slash a coworker's tires. Wow. Where is this place that I don't want to work ever? Thinking of getting your kid a cell phone? Here are the five things to do before you buy your kid a cell phone. Set some rules. Talk about sexting. Talk about cyberbullying. Make them realize it's a big responsibility and make sure they know you could take it back anytime you want. Remember, it's a privilege, not a right, to have a cell phone. And privileges can be revoked at any given moment. All right, let's talk donuts here. People rank the best type of donuts, and apparently people are more basic than I thought because the number one donut happens to be the generic one, glazed. People like glazed donuts the best. Chocolate frosted came in second. Boston cream, my favorite, came at number three. I think I might stop off at the bakery downtown on the way home. I pass the Main Street Bakery, see what they've got there. Chocolate with sprinkles. Maple. Oh, I love maple. Maple donuts. Maybe I'll get a maple one. Oh, I love maple. Cinnamon. Jelly. Don't like jelly donuts at all. Powdered. Double chocolate. That's a chocolate donut with chocolate frosting. My wife likes those. Oh, and custard filled. I love that. So I don't know. It's either Boston cream, custard filled, or maple. Maybe I'll get all three. Look what they've got there at the bakery this morning on Main Street. I passed it on the way home. Now I'm starving. All right, planning a road trip? All right, be prepared. You ready? Okay, you've been warned. The top seven fights people have during road trips. Driving skills. That includes everything from driving too slow or tailgating to changing lanes too much. The temperature in the car. Directions. Where to eat. Swearing at other drivers or flipping them off. The volume in the car, that includes everything from whether or not to blast the radio to the kids shouting at each other and smoking. Well, let's go through those one at a time. Because my wife and I, before COVID, we took a lot of road trips. When COVID happened, we kind of slacked off on them. But I hope to pick that up again. Driving skills. No, when we're on the road traveling, I don't think we bother each other with that. I usually do all the driving. The temperature in the car. No, we're pretty good on that. Directions. I don't argue. My wife is the navigator. Where she says, we go. And even when we're traveling around Racine, she's the navigator. She knows fast ways to go places, you know, how quick places, how to make, you know, quick trips. I don't. I get lost very quickly. So she's a navigator. So we don't argue about that. Where to eat? No, we're pretty good at that. Generally, when we're on a road trip, we bring food in the car so we don't have to keep stopping. When we do stop, you know, to stretch and get something to eat, no, we're pretty good on that. Swearing at other drivers or flipping them off. I don't swear at them, but I do complain a lot about other drivers. Now, I drive alone to work in the morning, and coming down 16th Street, this morning it was a guy driving alongside of me in a lane that didn't exist for driving, and he was trying to get ahead of me, and I'm going 30 miles an hour. That means I had to stop, put on the brakes so he can get ahead of me. And funny thing is, when we got to the traffic light, we were next to each other. All that worked for nothing. So I do yell, but when people aren't in the car, I'll yell and swear at them. But when my wife's in the car, I just say, see what that stupid idiot just did? All right, the volume in the car. We don't have kids in the car, but radio, nah, we're pretty good on that. I don't have a problem with that. And neither one of us smoke. So, yeah, doing a road trip is pretty good with the Rosens. I did take my mother and father on a road trip once. They were in their 80s, I guess. Well, let me see here. No, they were in their mid to late 70s at the time. I took them on a road trip. I don't know what possessed me to do it, but my father was a big donator to the Crazy Horse Monument in South Dakota. He gave a lot of money. He gave a lot of money to Native American causes, my father. And one of them was he wanted to see that monument built to Crazy Horse. So he also became friends with the daughter of the guy. Julkowski was their last name. I can't remember his first name. So he became friends with the family. So when we went out there, we got a special tour and everything because he's a big contributor, so he got the special treatment. So anyway, I said to my mother and father one day, how would you like me to drive you out to Crazy Horse from Racine to South Dakota? And they flew in from New York, and I arranged the whole trip. We were going to stop in Deadwood, South Dakota. We were going to Mount Rushmore. We're going to all these places. Wow, what was I thinking? So my mother and father love each other for all their lives, but they bickered from time to time. First stop, it's not the first one, but when we stopped along in near Murdo, South Dakota, they allow gambling. So we're stopping at a gas station, and my father is in the back room at a gambling machine. And my mother said, I'll bet you he's gambling again. I'll bet you he's back there playing that machine. I said to my father, come on, Mom's pretty upset with you. He bought my mother a peace offering, and it was a baseball cap that said South Dakota. Now, my mother doesn't wear hats. In all my years on this planet, I've never seen her wear a baseball cap. So my father bought her a baseball cap for $16, I think it was. She took it, threw it out the window into the garbage pail by the gas pump. I said, Mom, I would have liked that hat. Now it's in the garbage. We get to Deadwood, South Dakota. Deadwood, South Dakota is a big gambling place because it's Deadwood. I mean, it's famous for gambling. That's where Wild Bill Hickok had aces and eights, got shot in the back. So my father wants to take a nap, and my mother and I are going to walk the streets of Deadwood while he's napping. So he goes to the hotel, and my mother the whole time saying, "He bet he's gambling. I bet he goes to that casino. I bet he's down there gambling." Meanwhile, my mother stopped at every building along the way to put money in slot machines. "I bet he's gambling. I bet he's gambling. I bet he's gambling." We go back. We finally make it back after we hit about 20 slot machines along the way. My father's still napping. She got all upset over nothing. But this was the whole trip. This was going on. I am so glad I did it. I've got a great picture of my mom and dad and I in the Badlands and at all these places. And I'm so glad I did it. But taking my parents across the country, what was I thinking? I'm glad I did it. It was an interesting road trip. I took my parents on another road trip once. We drove I took them to New York to Florida to their new home. And we're driving. Now, I'm driving 13 hours at a shot, most of it in the pouring rain. And I'm listening to the radio. My father turns off the radio. And I said, well, I'd like to hear some music. He said, no, I want quiet in the car for the rest of the trip. Rest of the trip? That's another 13 hours. So we couldn't listen to the radio because he didn't want it. Eventually, I put it back on. I said, Dad, I've got to have something here. It's pouring rain outside. I want to listen to something. And so eventually we put the radio back on. Traveling with my parents, all these road trips I took with them, and it was just me and them. And my mother was in a bad mood because she was trapped in the back with a kennel with her dog in it. and it was very tight in the back of this car. And so, anyway, I'm so glad I did it. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm so glad I took my parents on those road trips, but wow! Okay, 748 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. This is Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed. A beautiful, sunny, crisp Valentine's Day morning. It's 25 degrees, but it doesn't feel like it. It feels nice out there. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 42. Rain and snow tonight. Lows 35. Gradual clearing tomorrow with a high near 37. Hey, coming up tomorrow, Mike Beno is going to be here. We're talking about the new issue of Our Wisconsin magazine tomorrow. You're going to love it. That's tomorrow morning right here at WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And if you haven't tried it yet, there is still time to enjoy O&H's Tiramisu Kringle. It has a coffee-infused cake base filling with mascarpone-style layer, and it's topped with O&H's creamy icing sprinkled with cocoa powder. Customers rave about it, so get one today at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine, Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair, weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin. Is home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here this morning. My wife and I share inspirational thoughts every morning when I get here. She sends me one. I send her one. I got to read you the one this morning she sent me because it's really good. Knowledge is knowing tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. Love that one. Thank you. I love that one this morning. Yeah, I sent something a little different for Valentine's Day. Mine was, I must be the luckiest person alive because every morning I get to see the same amazing person who I see in my dreams every night. I think hers is better, though. Knowledge is knowing tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. I like that. And by the way, we went to a concert last night at Starbucks School right here, right down the block from the radio station. It was the, let me see if I get this right. Oh, actually, I have the paper here. Hold on a second here. I think I have it right here. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, I got it right here. wanted to mention this because we had a good time. It's a Jefferson Lighthouse School concert, the 2024 Suzuki Strings and Orchestra Winter Concert. And it was last night at Starbucks. I loved it. You know what I love about it? These kids from second grade through fifth grade doing something that I can't do, play a string instrument. They had kids playing the violin, the cello, the viola. And I think that's those are the instruments they played. And the guy, Ryan Anderson, who was the teacher there, he was the conductor of the Suzuki Strings. Credit to all these kids, and especially the little girl I went to go see, Noelle Carter. My wife teaches her piano. This kid is 11 years old. She plays the piano, and she plays the viola. This kid is going places, I have a feeling. This kid can play two instruments. I can't play one. My wife is giving me piano lessons, and Noelle said, well, let me judge him and see how well he's doing. I'm going to have an 11-year-old kid tell me how I'm doing on the piano. Isn't that something? So we had a great time at the concert last night at Starbucks. The Starbucks. I said Starbucks like it's a coffee shop. The Starbucks Middle School Auditorium. That's where they held the concert last night. It was packed. It was packed. Every parent showed up. That was great. These kids were just wonderful last night. And they played Christmas songs. Some of them, they played a Christmas song segment because they learned the songs, you know, in November, December. And this was the winter concert. And Mr. Anderson said, well, you know, learned them, might as well play them. Here they are. So he played Christmas songs last night, 2 months after Christmas. So anyway, we had a good time last night. It was wonderful. The 2024 Suzuki Strings and Orchestra Winter Concert for the Jefferson Lighthouse. We have to have that man on the air here. I mean, this guy's got the patience of a saint, I got to tell you. You're dealing with all these kids on stage and also in front of the stage. They put the second graders in front of the stage. And all these kids, and you've got to keep their kids, you know, their mind wanders. I mean, what are they, you know, they're young children. He says, time for the concert at 6 o'clock. These kids shut up, and they did what they were supposed to do. I mean, he's really got control over this orchestra. Good for it. He's got the patience of a saint. I wouldn't do it. I'd be yelling, shut up! No, he didn't do that. He just played his, he's got two notes he plays on his piano, and the kids shut up. And they're ready to go. I loved it. I had a good time last night. All right, got a couple of myths here you might still believe in. These are not conspiracy theories. They're myths. Okay, myth number one. A penny drop from the Empire State Building could kill you. I always heard that. That might hurt. It's, you know, it's not too light. Doesn't have enough mass to kill anyone, but it's going to sting you if it hits you. I was always told that. All right. Myth number two. You'll get cramps if you go swimming less than 30 minutes after you eat. I believe that. My mother told me that all the time when we went to the beach. We used to bring food, you know, lunch and stuff. Don't go in the water yet. Now, Mom, I'm not swimming in the water. I'm going up to my, you know, knees in the water, in the ocean. But you don't do it, you get cramps. All right. Here's what they say. The Mayo Clinic says there's no science behind that one at all. It came from nowhere. It came from my mother. That's where it came from. My mother used to say that all the time to me. An unidentified man went to all Mission Impossible movies recently, breaking through the ceiling. Oh, I see what they're talking about here. This guy went Mission Impossible. He broke through the ceiling in a mall in Texas just to steal a bag of Dippin' Dots. That ice cream? Hasn't been caught yet. Google search. Let's see here. Let's skip that one. I don't have much time. A 76-year-old man in India who supposedly had the world's largest family has passed away. Get this. This guy had 38 wives, 89 children, and 36 grandchildren. 38 wives. All at the same time? Couldn't have been. Nobody's that strong. I guess he was. All right, tomorrow morning, Mike Bino's going to be here from Our Wisconsin Magazine. We're going to talk about his latest issue. It's all about Wisconsin. That's coming up tomorrow. 6 a.m. Hey, you enjoy your Valentine's Day. Okay, I'm Don Rosen. Coming up next, Earl Ingram here at Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9000.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. See